escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
On this day in 1970, the Soviet Union launched Soyuz 9, a space mission with orders to break a long-standing American record. Soyuz 9 remained in orbit for 18 days, breaking the previous two-week space endurance record held by the crew of Gemini 7 in 1965. The Soyuz vehicle, however, was cramped, allowing no room for exercise, and its crew of two cosmonauts suffered serious loss of muscle mass by the time they returned to Earth. In 1980, CNN signed on for the first time.
Saginaw, Birmingham, New York, U.S., Naples, Rome, Los Angeles, Niagara Falls, Paris, Tulsa, Denver, London, Canton, Newark, Peking, Moline, San Diego, Reno, Nicaragua, San Francisco, Seoul, Perth, the Marianne, the United Nations, Vienna, Buffalo, Lima, Kiribati, Islamabad, Decatur, Nashville, Jamaica, Jonestown, Chicago, Weatherford, Topeka, Tokyo, Madison, Fort Worth, Fort Wayne, Warsaw, Bangor,
ready, camera one, box. Take 11, Mike Hume. New York. Stand by, ready three, take three, Mike Hewer. Three, start to slow zoom in a little bit. Roll tape, take three. Ready 13, full. Ready camera three, one center up.
Good evening, I'm David Walker.
And I'm Lois Hart. Now here's the news.
And in 1974, for the first time, details were published on how to correctly perform the Heimlich maneuver. Born on this day in 1921, Nelson Riddle, whose music accompanied the TV adventures of Batman. Actor Edward Woodward was born in 1930. René Auberjonois, Star Trek Deep Space Nine's shape-shifting lawman Odo, was born in 1940.
Business is good, Quark. You're almost making an honest living.
A lot of new faces.
The wormhole does bring them our way, doesn't it?
Everyone wants a piece of the new frontier.
And I'm sure you've already tried to sell it to a few of them.
Jonathan Pryce was born in 1947. Sarah Wayne Callies of The Walking Dead was born today in 1977. Minecraft creator Marcus Persson was born today in 1979. In 1979, Atari released the Superman video game for the Atari 2600. Both Atari and DC Comics were owned by Warner Brothers at the time. Today in 1982, Exidy released the absolutely bizarre arcade game Pepper 2, involving angels, devils, and a playing field made out of zippers. In 2007, the Stargate Atlantis crew lost one of their own on a seemingly uneventful Sunday.
The sooner I get this thing out of my sight, the better. I'll be right back.
Easy. Easy. Thank you. We just made the handoff.
And in 1968, Doctor Who defeated the Cybermen yet again.
So I've just got to go back?
I'm afraid so.
And you won't tell me anything about this... what is it?
TARDIS.
Oh, yes. I asked the Doctor what it meant. Time and relative dimensions in space, he said.
Yes.
But you won't explain it.
Well, you see, Zoe, it's like two different worlds. Look, you've got yours and the Doctor and me have ours.
Jamie!
Look, you've been... Well, look, Zoe, we won't forget you.
In part 6 of The Wheel in Space, which also introduced a new companion to the TARDIS, Zoe. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The Logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by Earl Payne.